National headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330
FM 106.3.
Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today we are very pleased to be joined by the First Readers of Carroll County, Inc. We got Linda Bingham and Kristen Limbaugh with us today. And today's Tuesday, March 4th. And we're going to be talking about their upcoming book character contest. I'm looking over photos from last year's competition. And I mean, this is just such a blast. I mean, you got Dr. Key here dressed as Elvis. Of course, we're going to go back into this so we can talk a bit about how that turned out and kind of get an overview on that. But if we could, let's first start with some bios. So if you guys can tell us a bit about yourself, tell the listeners at home a bit about yourself and a bit about your position, and then we can talk about the organization itself. Let's start with Linda Bingham.
Hi, I am Linda Bingham, and I spent 15 years dedicated to educating early elementary school children. Loved it. I have hopped the fence over into local government now, so I work with the Board of Commissioners and Michelle Morgan, the chairman. Enjoying that as well, and I found my passion with First Readers as well. Great staple nonprofit organization in our community. All three of my children all received books from this organization as well.
Awesome. So cool. So you're like, yeah, you're heavily involved. You know, the kids are involved in everything.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's throw it over to Kristen. Kristen, good morning. Welcome to Community Voice.
Good morning. Thank you. Linda and I have somewhat of a similar story, which is funny. For 14 years, I was in education and was responsible for teaching the littles in pre-K, and then became a school library media specialist for the middle school for 11 years. And then I, too, hopped fences, and now I'm the assistant director for youth services and literacy with the West Georgia Regional Library System. Been there for about a year, and I'm responsible for all of the literacy programs that support our children of our communities that we serve. All three of my children, too, went through the First Readers program. My littlest just turned 5, so he received his last book last month and now graduated out of the program. I'm very happy to be a board member to serve on this great early literacy nonprofit organization that truly impacts all of the children, or potentially all of the children that we have in Carroll County.
Absolutely. So you're currently with the West Georgia Regional Library System.
That's right.
Shout out to Justin Nobles and Kaylee.
And Kaylee. That's right.
Yep. Absolutely. That's so cool. I love that organization. Well, you kind of started opening the door just then, kind of giving listeners at home an idea about what First Readers is all about. So let's just keep that train. Let's just keep it rolling. You know what I mean? Tell folks at home. I mean, this is an organization that has now been around for about 20 years, I believe.
That's right. This year.
Take us through a bit of the history and about what it's all about.
So First Readers, like you said, has this year will be our 20th anniversary for this community specifically. We have currently served over a half a million people throughout our 20 years, and which is amazing to know that we have planted those seeds along the way of literacy in those children. It has developed and grown into this amazing organization that it is now. It started with just a few ladies that had a passion for bringing literacy to Carroll County. And they, you know, got donors and sponsorships and have grown it into where it is now, where we are able to sustain serving thousands of children in Carroll County that are the ages of 0 to 5. Our mission is to strengthen our community by providing free, high-quality books to the children that are 0 to 5 in Carroll County. These literacy resources really help in the earliest stages of development, and that is how we want to help our children succeed.
So is the finance... Oh, were you about to say something?
Well, yeah. I just wanted to kind of clarify, too, the spelling of First Readers. It's kind of funny because we're literacy-based, and it's spelled F-E-R-S-T, and
right.
People think we just don't know how to spell
First Readers. Southern pronunciation.
Right. So our founder is Robin First, and her last name is F-E-R-S-T.
Thank you for the context.
So just wanted to clarify that.
That was in my Rolodex of questions. It was coming up.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, and we are on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to find us. It's First Readers of Carroll County. Robin First was the founder, and she kind of started it. She wanted to see children excited about reading, and I can tell you firsthand experience, my kids were always so excited to go to the mailbox and get that book that was addressed to them.
So sweet.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's exciting.
So, all right. So the organization provides these high quality books for kids in the community. How the financial situation, how is it supported?
Completely based on funds raised. Yeah. So we have a fashion show at Sunset Hills annually that helps fund this. Mm-hmm. We are also about to start our third annual book character competition online. And last year we raised $12,000, which exceeded our goal of $10,000. And so we're hoping to beat that goal again this year because it's strictly all of our books are funded through the funds that we raise.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you have, you know, primary fundraisers. Is this book character competition? Will this be a continuation of that fundraiser? Because last year, tell us about last year's event.
Yes, we had a great year last year. One of our characters, well, we had a great lineup of characters. We had Mayor Michael Johnson from Temple as the Tin Man. We had Paula Waters as the Very Hungry Caterpillar. Scott Cowart was Prince Charming. And Dr. Mark Albertus was, what was he? He was the...
Was he like the
Titan?
Yes.
All their costumes were exquisite.
Yeah, it looks like a hero, like Odysseus or something, like Homer, you know?
Yeah, from Iliad and Odyssey. Yeah. And so Dr. Key actually stole the show. She won first place as Elvis Presley. And I'm going to tell you, some of her little videos are amazing.
Colin was just telling me that these videos are out of control.
So good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she nailed it. It was a tough race, though, really. Everybody was so close. They did a great job, and it really helped our foundation.
That's great. So about how much money do we think was raised in this?
So about $12,000 last year. And like I said, our goal was to raise $10,000. So we exceeded our goal, and we're hoping to do that again this year.
That's so cool. So I'll tell you what, time is 8:38. We'll go ahead and knock out our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Kristen Limbaugh and Linda Bingham as we with First Readers of Carroll County, Inc., as we chat about their upcoming book character contest, which you're going to want to stay on top of because I know a lot of you not only love books, but you also have a favorite character in books that you can bring to life. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Thank you.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Tuesday, March 4th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Time is 8:40 a.m., and we are chatting with First Readers of Carroll County, Inc., a tremendous nonprofit organization that supplies, I love how you said it, high-quality books.
That's right.
To kids right here in our local community. First Readers, as in F-E-R-S-T, in honor of the founder, Robin First, whose last name was spelled F-E-R-S-T. So we've been chatting a bit about the organization. 20 years now in the making, serving the local community. Let's talk about how to participate, because I know there are tons of parents that are tuning in who might not be aware that this resource is right here in our local community. Who qualifies, and how can folks participate?
So I love, Josh, that you asked the question of who qualifies, and the amazing answer is every child.
Hey.
Every single child, no matter their socioeconomic status. 0 to 5 is the only requirement that we have. So we want to reach those early readers. It's super simple. We do lots of outreach events in attending different festivals to get those signups, to get the awareness spread. So how do you sign up? You can visit our website, which is carolfirst.org, and make sure to spell first, F-E-R-S-T, and you can just apply free of charge, and then the whole program is free. If you have a child who is 0 to 5, even if they are right at the 5-year-old and you've got a few months left, go ahead and try to get a few books in. You just sign up, complete your information, have a mailing address, and like Linda said, I love that the books come to the mailbox with the children's name, and it's personalized to them. So once a person enrolls and signs up, it takes about 2 months to get them into the system, fully integrated, and on that list that a book is going to come in. I love that some of our books that come out are slightly tailored to the children's age. So when those kids are in a 0 to 2 range, they're going to receive books that are board book format. And that's actually very important in teaching young children how to hold books and read books, and they're less likely to tear them up.
I didn't know that. So you mean like the thick pages,
yep,
like the board book?
Cardboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Indestructible.
It's easier to hold. And, you know, kids start to get a sense of like self-knowledge on, okay, this is how I turn the page, this is how I hold it. They're learning.
It builds those neural pathways.
That's right. So then every single month, like clockwork, they are going to receive a book that's wrapped up. But we go, our first foundation goes one step further. And inside of the book is a tailored literacy activity that is wrapped up inside that pertains to the book. And so it gives those talking points to parents that might be a little bit scared on how to communicate with their child other than just reading it. Mm-hmm. How do we follow up on comprehension skills? And there's different tailored questions that the parents can ask. There's usually some kind of coloring activity that engages the kid that just, you know, rounds out the whole book in general. And then they graduate the program on their 5th birthday. And then we are just hoping that we have new 0 to 5-year-olds constantly coming in.
This is great. So the primary focus is kids ages 0 to 5, mm-hmm. and then they can have that kind of graduation once they move out of the program. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so you know, in terms of the more complicated books, so when they're ages 0 to 5, so when they're, what kind of books are they reading at like 5?
I mean, books that they're reading at 5 are going to have great like phonemic awareness type of small verbs that are in there, consonant, vowel, consonant words that helps build those cognitive development, rhyming, sing-song language, different books that are just fun in the language aspect when they're reading, and it increases the vocabulary before they go into kindergarten.
Awesome.
And I want to say that it usually parents struggle reading books to children, the studies have shown, because they do not have access to high quality books in the home. And so if a parent, the earlier they start, the better. If a parent has a baby and immediately enrolls their baby, that baby will have received 60 books over their life of just 0 to 5 that get to live in the home forever.
Wow. And this is amazing, especially if you, you know, have another child. Of course, they could be a part of the program as well, but now they have even more books to check out, you know, that they can read right there.
That's right.
Now, as far as the books themselves, are these ordered by the organization, or are they collected, you know, throughout the library system?
Do you want to answer that?
Yes. So these, it's kind of a set schedule based on age appropriate text for them. And the organization sends them out based on our mailing list.
Cool. Awesome.
They have a group that chooses the books.
Yes.
And they're constantly like looking at the set. Is it award winning? Is it Caldecott? Is it Newbery? Is it good illustrations? All of those things. And then they keep that set of books and then cycle through throughout the list to mail them out.
Nice. All right. Well, let's talk about Impact.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a program anyone can qualify for children 0 through 5. And there's not like a, is there a county limitation? Like, is it localized to Carroll? No, just mm-hmm. West Georgia or any, you know, anyone that's applying.
That's a great question. So I like that you asked that because that could be confusing. So it is county by county, and every county has to have a working board that raises the funds because, you know, we're a nonprofit organization and solely sponsorship. So at the current moment, we can speak to Carroll County only. So you have to be a Carroll County resident. You know, it's listed on the website who has active first reader foundations in their county. So it's just our Carroll County residents that we serve specifically. So let's talk about Impact. Since our founding, and this is our 20th year, we're super excited. Since our founding, we have distributed over 500,000 books to children that live or used to live right here in Carroll County. The impact is that we want parents to have an interest in increasing their children's success. And then the second thing that we're doing is helping the families bond over one simple thing, and that's reading. The gift of reading is free. These books are free. All parents have to do is just sign up, open that book with their child, and you are giving them a lifelong free gift that helps start them early for success.
And it makes an incredible impact. Early literacy studies have shown that it is the one thing that everybody can kind of bank on for success of a child academically. And like Kristen said, it's super easy. They can look at these little parent flyers that come with the book. That's what sets us apart, I think, from the Dolly Parton Imagination Station.
Mm-hmm.
We do have that free little parent handout. It's super easy to apply. And like Kristen has said, there are absolutely no strings attached to this. It's free books, 60 free books.
Wow. And because you mentioned her, everyone at home say a prayer for Dolly. Her husband passed away yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
So
oh, no.
It's so tragic. Yes. But I think it's moments like this that, you know, here she's going through all this, but it really reflects mm-hmm. she and her organization absolutely prioritizes literacy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And especially here in the South, you know, mm-hmm. You'll have communities that may not have access to a library system or whatnot. Like,
that's right.
Doing what we can county by county to encourage literacy is a huge deal. It's one of our life's missions.
Yep.
So I think it's awesome that we're having this show today to kind of celebrate that and celebrate 20 years of first readers.
Yep.
And what an impact. I mean, my goodness.
And I want to talk about where we are today in Carroll County, just so our residents know. Last month, we had about 2,200 children enrolled, and that sounds like a lot. However, according to the census data, Carroll County has 7,600 children today that are 0 to 5. Well, it's probably even higher today because that was in 2023. So currently, we're serving 28% of the children 0 to 5 in our county, but that's not enough. We would love for it to be every child, but if we could increase our goal and where we are, that would be great. Our goal is to always serve more. We always want to impact every single child that's 0 to 5, and we want to increase our outreach.
Excellent. Well, time is 8:49. We're going to go and take our last commercial break, but when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with First Reader board members, Kristen Limbaugh and Linda Bingham. Come on, definitely stick with us here after the commercial break so you can hear more about the upcoming book character contest and so much more, as well as some call to actions as to how you can learn more and participate with the organization. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:51. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we're about to wrap up our conversation with the first readers of Carroll County, Inc. board members, Kristen Limbaugh and Linda Bingham. We've been chatting about the organization, how folks can participate, how it serves the local community, and now we're going to chat about their upcoming book character contest, following up on their very successful contest from last year. Shout out to Dr. Allison Key, who took home first place. Linda, let's talk about this book contest.
Yes, so we are super excited. We had a very successful year last year, and we want to set the bar a little bit higher this year. We would love to exceed the $12,000 goal that we have. So we have a lineup of Melissa Shadrix and Susan Garrett, Kelly Hoke from the Main Street Boutique, Allison Brech from UWG, Eddie Duffy from City Station, Jerry Eady from Jerry's Country Kitchen, Colleen Jones.
How'd you guys get him to do that?
Oh, I mean.
Linda had to make homemade biscuits that were better. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, a biscuit will go a long way.
Yep.
We've got Cade Perrion and Patrick Uran. We are just so excited and thankful for these community members that have helped us and are going to help us raise some additional funds for our books. Some of the characters, I'm not going to give away too much because you'll have to watch our Facebook page. Our contest starts March 17th, easy date to remember, St. Patty's Day.
Absolutely.
What a way to kick it off. We have, let's see, we've got Mother Goose is one of our characters, Mary Poppins, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. We've got a Dr. Seuss Thing 1 and Thing 2. So another year with a great, exciting lineup, and I would encourage everybody to check out our First Readers of Carroll County Facebook page. And the way to place a vote in this competition, a vote is $10, which... $50 sponsors one child in Carroll County for an entire year.
Oh, yeah, come on now.
So if you could place 5 votes, you have sponsored a child right here in our community for a whole year.
That's awesome.
Yes. So you can vote. There will be a link that's shared with the flyer that shows every character's picture on there. And that will begin, like I said, St. Patrick's Day on Carroll County First Readers of Carroll County Facebook page. So you'll click on the link, and then you can place unlimited amounts of votes.
That's preferred, actually.
Yes.
Just unlimited. Just keep doing them.
Yeah, yes. Just keep doing them.
You want your character to win, so this competition gets pretty hyped. It's
pretty
fun.
I'm a Dr. Seuss fan, so it's like, you know, maybe you come in there with a particular author in mind, you're like, all right, I'm going to make sure that Thing 1 and Thing 2 take home the vote.
Exactly.
But,
or maybe you're a classic Mother Goose fan.
I was just about to say, maybe somebody's got the love for Mother Goose, you know? Yes. They love those old stories. They'll give them the love. But I think what everyone can agree on is that they love seeing prominent folks in the local community participating in such a cool cause.
Yes, and supporting early literacy.
And embracing
it's a
great their silliness.
Cause.
You know, everyone loves that.
Yes.
Life's so much better when you can do that. Just embrace your silliness and your joy.
I agree.
So yes. The actual competition itself, it's going to kick off on March 17th. So you can get to that through the Facebook, and there'll be a link on the Facebook posts.
Yes.
To the actual voting pool.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. So the contest will run from March 17th to March 28th. So that's about 2 weeks, and you'll want to get your votes in to make sure your character wins.
I gotta know, just for my own curiosity's sake, maybe we can't say, but can you tell me what costume Cade Parian and Patrick are doing?
Oh, no, that's top secret. You're gonna have to tune into our Facebook page on St. Patrick's Day to see those two characters unveiled.
Yep, okay, see, now I gotta know. I'm so curious.
Okay, and I do also want to point out that if you like a picture, it doesn't equate to a vote.
No.
The only way to vote is to click on the link and put in your information to donate $10. That's how you vote.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of people that's just like, I vote for this person. That's
right.
That's not right. That's
the comments and the likes are great.
Share it, share it. But leave as many comments as you want, but please participate in the actual voting, because that's what's serving the kids.
That's right. And another thing, we would love to encourage everyone to share this. The more people that we can reach, the better our fundraising is for our kids in our community.
Wonderful. That's First Readers of Carroll County, Inc. on Facebook, FEREST. Definitely check that out and vote. I can't wait to see the final results. I can't wait to see these costumes. All right. Well, in the 4 minutes we have left, mm-hmm. It would be awesome to remind folks one more time how to enroll or how to participate, and of course, and how folks can support the organization.
That's right. So just recapping, how can you enroll? Super simple. You can go to our website, carolfirst.org, and it's FEREST. .org, and you just click to register. As long as you have a child that is 0 to 5, your address is within the Carroll County District. It'll take about 2 months once you submit. So you might forget and be like, where are my books? It takes about 2 months for those to start coming in. And then every month they will roll into the mailbox until your child turns 5. And we graduate them out of the program based on their birthday. So what can you listeners do? We need help. The best way is outreach by word of mouth. So if you see someone, do you know someone in your family or your friends that have children 0 to 5 in your workplace environment, places that you like to hang out, if you go to the park, wherever that is, hey, do your kids receive first books? And it's completely free, which is the best way. Usually people are like, aren't you going to charge? Are you sure this is free? And yes, the answer is yes. We're never charging anything. All of the books are sent to you straight to your home, addressed to your child. So what can the listeners do is spread the word. Tell people just to go to our website, carolfirst.org, have them register, and it will start making a difference in that child's life. The next thing that you can do is you can decide to sponsor a child. So what a great way to know that you could sponsor for $50, it would support a child through their entire year to receive 12 books for that entire year. And that is also a super simple way. So we partner with the Community Foundation of West Georgia. So when you go to our website and there's, donate is all over. You click donate, it's going to take you to the Community Foundation of West Georgia, and you can choose how much donation that you want, reoccurring, a one time, and you are making a difference in a child that lives here in Carroll County where you are, and you can make that difference. So those are some things that we need. Donate, spread the word, sign up.
Perfect. Well, we're down to the last minute. So if you could, it would be great to leave listeners with any websites, social media pages where they can follow and keep up to date with First Readers of Carroll County.
Yeah. So we have our Facebook page, First Readers of Carroll County, and go to our website. That's the best way. It'll show you your three ways of giving. We even have a Venmo. Super simple. You want to send it to Venmo? Do it. CarrollFirst.org. All the information is there. Signing up, donating, making a difference in a child.
CarrollFirst.org, CarrollFERST.org.
That's right.
That's how you can support this organization. Awesome. Kristen, Linda, thank you both so much.
Thanks, Josh.
And thank you to everyone tuning in at home and everyone supporting this organization. We'll see you next time.